Good morning, Fairview Church, and those that are joining us on the internet today. I want to welcome you, but this is such a unique time. I can honestly say there has not been a point in my ministry, thank goodness, where we are reduced to having conversation through a camera. But I am grateful for the technology that we have and the opportunity that we have to still have community and have fellowship. And so I know this platform isn't perfect. It's not one that I desire to be transparent. I love to see you each Sunday. I love to be able to interact with you, especially after the service, to hear the affirmations of what God is doing in your life or how you received his word that morning, and just to be able to fellowship. There's something in God's word where it's just, you know, two or more are gathered, and man, fellowship, community, those are huge things for our church, and Fairview is such a loving place, and so I'm so grateful that we are known for that. And so before we get started today, let's just open in a word of prayer, and then we'll roll. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this opportunity. And God, I know that this platform isn't perfect, and God, as this is our first run at this, God, I pray that you'd be with us. God, that you would just continue to guide us. And God, I lift up all the people that may be tuned in this morning. God, you know where they need your love, and at where in that point of need that you are just waiting to wrap your arms around them. And so God, I pray that you'd be with them. All the unspoken prayer requests. God, I don't know if that's somebody that is isolated and feeling alone. Father, I pray against depression and any of those things that come with that. Father, maybe somebody that's impacted by a job or lost their job. God, I pray for that circumstance. And God, maybe it's a loved one that's been impacted by the COVID-19 virus. God, I pray that you'd be with them as well. So God, whatever the point of need is this morning with your people, God, I pray that you would just intercede at that point, that they would feel your love, that they would feel your presence, and Father, that they would have hope, and that hope would come from you. So God, I pray that you would just continue to be with us this morning. God, this is your message. I pray that you would just continue to speak through me, and God, that someone would find encouragement through it. And thank you for this morning. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So, like I said, this is such a unique time. I never thought that ministry would be done in this format to where I'd be able to communicate with you through media like this. And I'm not the most media type guy. I don't have a Facebook account, or as my kids would, I tell them, I don't do book face because I do things backwards. I still do them the old school fashion way. I love to meet with you and like I said, see your face and hear your voice. But I am grateful for this platform, and I'm grateful that we're here right now in this season. We didn't know, 5 weeks ago before we left here, Boise to get here, we didn't know what God had in store. But I know that he did. And so it's not by accident that we're here. I think that he's also the rock that we've been clinging to. And people have asked me, how are you guys making it? How are you okay during this time? It's so new. And to some levels, there are some unique parts about this that are so refreshing in the sense that we've been going at it for 6 weeks, but we felt the love and the prayers from our new church family. And there's been times where we were like, people say, but it's very stressful. And I mean, whether it's right or wrong, we've kind of been in that stage for over 6 weeks, you know, with packing up and saying goodbye to friends and family in Boise, Idaho, and selling our home and doing all those kind of things. Now, I know that I'm not naive enough to say that I can live in this zone for forever, just like many of you are dealing with this, and there's a lot of anxiety, but I feel like we're able to continue on. And when you move into a new place, maybe this resonates with you, but for me, there's a little bit of ignorance is bliss that we have these moments where we don't know what to expect in this new state, and so we're just reeling. And so we just continue on. But I want to say I'm so grateful for our church family. to hear that, to see that. But we couldn't have anticipated all the things. And a few weeks earlier, a few weeks later, and the scenario for us changes, but we're here, we're able to help, and we're so grateful to be here during this time. I would say that there's also been positives as well from the school. And I shared a little bit about that. We're still doing ministry, even if we're not meeting for church. And one of those ministries right now is the Child Center. And the Child Center is continuing to function, and we're able to meet those families at their point of need. And I can tell you, our office staff and myself has heard so many great things from those parents that during this ever-changing and evolving time that they have a constant, and that constant has been Fairview Child Center, a ministry of our church, and they're able to drop their kids off. They know that Mr. Bill and Mr. Edwin and Mr. Alex are doing everything they can to clean things and keep this place healthy and keep it open for those to be able to utilize that. So we're able to still do that. And so one of my goals is to continue to be able to meet people at their needs, but also as a church, I want us to still have community. And just to remind you that, man, even though we didn't know what was going to happen a couple weeks ago, we're glad we're here, but church isn't found in the building. It's found in the people. And those are the people that I was just talking about. The people at Fairview, our church family, that have reached out to us, that are checking on us. Whether that's a phone call from some of our people currently down in Mexico or elsewise, that they are saying, hey, we want you to know that you're not alone in this, that we love on you. And I want you to feel that same thing this morning, that you're not alone, that God is with us. And hopefully you get a chance to view this, and maybe you view it as a family, but maybe you're viewing it alone. But God is with you. And so one thing that I wanted to talk about today was a verse, two verses actually. And the first one being Proverbs 18:10 that says, "The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run into it and are safe." And I think of that song when I say that verse, and it brings a smile to my face. And I cling to that because I love that imagery that the righteous run into it. And so our part is to be righteous and to continue to lean into God. Or 2 Samuel 22:3 says it this way, "My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold, my refuge, and my savior. From violent people, you save me." And so I'm so grateful for that. And David in that verse calls God the horn of my salvation. And that refers to the strength and the defense and protection that animals have from their horns. But God had helped David overcome his enemies and rescued him from his foes. And so I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful that we have that opportunity to just continue on. These times are so unique. One thing that I find is so used to going to church on Sundays that as a little kid, I remember we were in church whenever the doors were open, it felt like, whether that was Sunday morning service, Sunday evening service, Wednesday night service, and all of the times in between that we had. And my parents helped work at the church. So I remember going and doing my schoolwork and falling asleep on a pew. Or when I became of age, being able to learn how to drive in the church parking lot. And I'm so grateful for that because like many that I've heard, my father required me to learn how to drive first on a manual. So I had to learn to shift, and I'm so grateful that I didn't have to grow up and do that in a city like Seattle where there's so many hills. I got to do that in a flat parking lot before I was able to do that. But the times are so unique that we don't get a chance to do that. And I know that many of you might be feeling like guilty or something for not showing up at a church this morning. And that is, I want to give you permission that this is a unique time. And to remind you as well, like we talked about earlier, that the church is not a building, it's his people. And so I want to first say, I feel your pain. I feel that same emotion that I want to be gathered with you this morning. It feels natural. It feels what I'm supposed to do. But because of the times, there's also a stewardship and following the leaders. And I know that at times those conflicting reports, and we don't even know what's next for the next day or maybe even the next hour. And as restrictions and different mandates keep coming out, we're left on our heels. So we're very reactive in this time. But I really want us to be proactive in our faith. This opportunity gives us a chance to deepen our faith, to slow down. I know that my life at times can get busy. In fact, I talked about earlier in the last 6 weeks, I feel like we've been as a family redlining with all the new, with moving, with having new schools and new opportunities in ministry. But I want you to know that my prayer for you would be during this time to just slow down, to use the time that we have to connect with family, because maybe that's what you have around you, but to deepen your faith. Maybe you've made a promise to yourself like, oh, I'm going to get into God's word. Or maybe at the beginning of the year you said, hey, I'm going to start a reading the Bible daily thing throughout the year and get through the whole Bible. And maybe you've missed that. But my encouragement would be that you would cling to God, because it's in these times that we surely know that we need him. And just like any other time, but we are so reliant upon him. So I would say, hopefully during this time, that we would utilize this to grow deeper and be more reliant upon him than ever. Maybe this is a time as we kind of purge our schedules and the regular routines of what we have going on, that we wouldn't just refill that time as we get back into whatever the new normalcy looks like. It just wouldn't be integrated with more stuff, but it would just be filled in with more of Jesus as we emerge out of this time. So that deepness that we get is definitely the reliant upon him element that we so desire. And so right now, as a leader, this is what I'm asked to do. Like I said, it's not my preferred choice to be able to speak in this way. But I was reminded this week, this past week actually, of a scenario that played out a little bit earlier this month out of South Korea. And even with best intentions, there was one person that had the coronavirus and went to church that day and impacted so many people that, at least when I read the article, the impact that that person had as they traced it back, that one person accounted for over 60% of the confirmed cases in South Korea at that point. And so I guess there is some stewardship as well that goes in there. That's another piece to kind of put us at ease, to kind of remember those things, that one person that wanted to worship God during this time, and that was the fallout. And I know that's none of our hearts or not intended by any of us, but that's just the humanity part where we're trying to push through this. And I would say this, I'll take it to this step and say, there's been so many different things I've heard, and in some way, shape, or form, this has also created more unity. And I pray that not just for our church, but I pray that for those around us, that it's been described in some way that we now have a unified foe that we are fighting, that doesn't look at whether you're old or you're young or you're a man or you're a woman or you're from Samoa or if you're from Seattle or anywhere in between, that we can bind against this, that we can stand on the truth of God, and we can fight this thing. And so I would just love for you to put that part just in the back of your mind. And I know no one would want to do that maliciously, but I just say, continue to press into what God has for us during this time. And I'm so grateful for who he is. Many of you got an opportunity to see our social media posts this week where you saw me praying as well. I told you I was praying for our city, and I was praying for each and every one of you. And this week I got an opportunity to walk the perimeter of our campus here at Fairview and just be praying for our church family, be praying for the Child Center. And as I was praying for each and every one of you, and I was praying for the city, I remembered the song, God of the City. And many of you may have heard the song. It was popular in about 2009 from Chris Tomlin. But I remember the story of where the song originated. And there was a group by the name of Blue Tree. And then Tomlin picked it up and kind of adapted it. But the story goes, as they were there, they were from Belfast, Ireland, and they were called on a mission trip to go and to share the gospel to a place called Pattaya, Thailand. And if you don't know anything about that area, some of our missionaries, the Armstrongs that live there, could probably tell you in better detail than I can. But there is, they are known for the prostitution. And just kind of the things that take place there are very difficult. But they went in to pray for the city. And this unique opportunity opened up with this Blue Tree band. And they said, well, you're a band. Do you want to come in and play? And it was at a brothel at a bar named Climax. And of course, any good Christian would say, absolutely not. But these guys, being from Belfast, said, no, yeah, absolutely. They're a little bit more maybe on edge, like myself. And so they go in, and they just start playing just some simple chords. And you now know the song today, but it just was, they started feeling like God was just speaking to them, pray for these people. And those words came out, you're the God of this city. You're the king of this nation. You are. And as they kept playing that and singing over it, they were allowed to stay there for a 2-hour set because some of their other Christian friends were able to buy Cokes during that time to be able to allow the bar owner to just let them go. Now, most of them didn't understand, and I think they even say that there was some British people that walked in and kind of were like, what are you doing singing this song in this place with these people? But they kept playing, and they got to do this, and the song just kind of took over and took swell, and it became kind of this anthem. And I was reminded of that. And it's a great story of just surrendering to God when things look like they're in chaos and they're out of control. And this group could have easily said, no, you know, this isn't for us. Or they leaned in at this point and they were able to just speak positivity and God's word over his people. And so, it was just a great and unique reminder as I was just walking the building and praying and using the term this city. It reminded me of that song. And then Saturday, my family got a chance to go ahead and take a trip to go and see Golden Gardens Park. And so that was a unique trip for us. And I'm sure at some point we'll probably be able to share more with you. And it includes our oldest son, Trey, thinking it's the beach and knows it's going to be cold, but he jumps in and shirt and all and his shorts and decided he wanted to take a dip. But that's not the story for today. The story is there was two girls, maybe about in their college age, and they were doing sidewalk art with chalk. And so I captured that in a video format. And it speaks to what I'm going to be talking about here in a second. But I want you to just see this video. And this video just speaks volumes to the opportunity that we have and the love and hope and what two girls were doing to just make an impact and a billboard for those around them. So encouraged by that video and the art that was taking place. Hopefully you saw some of those phrases that were being used. And the best is yet to come. And I think that that's true not only for our church, but I think for our area as well, and for our country. And what are you thankful for? They posed a question, and during this time to reflect, to not look at the negatives of things, but to also appreciate what we have. It's not about what we don't have, but what we do have. And hopefully as we slow down, we have our faith, we have our family, and we have those things that we can be grateful for. And to treat people with kindness. That's another thing, you know, how are you treating others? I know in times like these with anxiety and things, it's easy to push people away or to be short. Maybe you're getting a lack of sleep because of that, and that plays a role as well, but to know that could happen. And remember to smile. That's always one of those ones that we could always use a little bit more with. And you don't even have to say much. When you smile at somebody, they get it, and it's contagious. Pardon the term during this time, but it is. It's an opportunity to pay that forward. And I think a little bit of love is a great thing to be contagious with at this point. And fitting because of the name of the park, it said, "You're so golden." It also put, "We're all blessed." And I love the, "You are worthy of love." I love that. That's the last one. And I think as a church, we have the opportunity to share some four-letter words with those around us. And hope is another one, that we have hope for tomorrow. We have hope in the future, and love to be able to share those. And many of you have seen my bracelet that I wear, but it's a reminder of that. And it just says L-O-V-E. And it's the greatest of these is love. And that's a reminder for me to always try to do that. And that's how Christ met us at our point of need. And no matter what we say or what we do, if people know that we love them, there's a collateral that we build up with them. And man, no greater love than one has to lay down his life for another. And we see Christ do that in God's master plan. But God has a plan. And that's what I want us to be aware of. In the midst of we don't know, just like our faith, sometimes where that next step is going to come or where it's going to be. But out of obedience, we just take that next step. And so I just want you to know one of the verses I was thinking of is Jeremiah 29:11. It says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And I'm so grateful for that, that we have hope and a future. We have love. We have those things that we can continue to lean on during these difficult times. And as I continue to be praying for you guys, one thing that I want you to know this week is to love people at their point of need. We have hope that is greater, and it's yet than more than to come than like the song said, greater is yet to come. And so I'm excited for that. I'm praying that you will continue to find God in different places, maybe because we haven't been looking, but I pray that you would continue to be there and that he would show up in those circumstances for you this week. And so I know that this platform is so different for us, and I'm so not used to these things as well, but thank you for being there. Thank you for being who you are. And I know that God loves you. And I know that, man, during these times, we can only use more love from one another. And so as I close in prayer, I just want you to know that that God loves you. Dear Heavenly Father, God, continue to be with your people this week as we continue to press into you. Thank you for your purpose and your plan, how you continue to meet us at our point of need. Father, help us to be the hands and feet of Christ during this time, that we would have an opportunity. I thank you for those girls that were able to bring a smile to my face, to remind us that we have an opportunity and an obligation as Christians to love thy neighbor. And God, I pray that during this time, that maybe this week we'd slow down and we'd get a chance to connect with you more. God, I thank you for what you're doing. Father, I know that you have a plan. And like that song says, you're the God of this city. You're the king of this country. And God, I pray that you would continue to help us as we navigate through this time. God, that we have the opportunity in you. And God, that we run the race to win the prize. but the prize isn't here on earth, that it has eternity with you. And I'm so grateful for that, as reminded of that. So continue to be with us and guide us and help us this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, Fairview Church, and those that have joined us through the interwebs, or the internet as they call it, thank you for tuning in. I know that next week will look a little bit different as we get another week to kind of maybe change the format a little bit, but I'm grateful that you've joined us, and I'm grateful that we have that. And once again, if you have a story or a verse that God has spoken to you, reach out to us on our Facebook page and post that, so we can be in community that way as well, that we can talk about how God has reached out to us and how he's providing for us. And so we can keep that close-knit community. And so I thank you for that. Well, until next time, until we get to meet again, and hopefully at some point that will be in person, but at least for the next week or so, for the next 2 weeks, we know that it will be in this format or something similar to it. God bless you. Thank you for what you're doing. Know that you're appreciated. Know that you're loved. And know that God has sent me and my family here to Seattle, and sent you to us as well. And so we're so grateful for those things. And so go in peace with the power of God and all that comes with that. Blessings to you all. God bless.